In the territory of Kharkiv region liberated from Russian troops, law enforcement officers have already discovered 10 torture chambers organized by the occupiers, in the towns of Vovchansk, Kupiansk, Balaklia, and Izium. This was announced by Ihor Klimenko, head of the National Police of Ukraine. According to him, two torture chambers were discovered in Balaklia. Oman Russian Riot Police, special units of the Russian Guard, and fighters of the so-called LPR, were stationed in the town. They put a bag on people's heads and took them to the toilet. There were no sanitary facilities in the torture chambers. The second torture chamber was more brutal. Boxes were brought there and people were kept in them. There was torture, there was abuse. Electric current was applied there, nooses were found, Klimenko said. One torture chamber was discovered in the village of Harakov, Chuhuiv district, and another one in Vovchansk. According to the national police head, six torture chambers were discovered in places of deployment of the Russian military, including Russian Guard members, FSB and SOBR officers, in Izium. About 445 graves are known. This is not a one-week job. The bodies have been buried since March. Appropriate equipment, excavators arrived, laboratories work, the official said. Now in Izium, 40 investigators, 10 forensic laboratories, employees of the prosecutor's office, the Security Service of Ukraine, forensic medical experts, and equipment work at the graves. We have to establish not only the number of people but also the causes of death. At the same time, we will have to identify each body, that is, we'll work with close relatives of the dead, Klimenko emphasized. Over the past week, he added, the Ukrainian law enforcement officers opened 204 criminal proceedings over war crimes committed by the occupiers. The day before, Serhiy Bolvanov, head of the investigative department of the Kharkiv Region Police Department, and Oleh Kutenko, commissioner for missing persons, reported the discovery of mass graves near Izium. In particular, a mass grave of Ukrainian soldiers was found at the cemetery, where up to 25 defenders were buried. Earlier, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that the Russians had behaved during the occupation of Izium and Balaklia the same way as in Kyiv region. Tortured residents, destroyed kindergartens and schools, and other infrastructure facilities. Bohdan Marushiak,